Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Choychin Nirim in Oevde Kochavim B'Shvius. One is allowed to rent a field. Instead of paying with money, you would pay with produce. Mina Oevdikham, so you would rent a field from a guy Bashvius, on Shvius, which means that during the year of Shemitah, you would have an understanding that this field, you rent it on Shemitah for the use of the field on the eighth year. And you would then pay the non-Jew a set amount of produce that you would give him as a result. And obviously, the non-Jew would be plowing the field on the seventh year on Shemitah in anticipation that he would be able to rent it out. So it was almost an understanding that you were encouraging him to plow it on the seventh year, and it's not a problem, as we know that a non-Jew is not chayv in Shemitah. And the Rush says that it's even for the benefit of the non-Jew, because he's able to rent it for more money, because it's going to be plowed. Therefore, it's not a problem of like him being your shliach or things like that. So one's allowed to do that. Avalom Yisrael, but he's not allowed to rent a field from a Jew, obviously, because we are going to cause him and encourage him to plow the field on the seventh year, because that's going to allow him to rent it out, that you should be able to use it and be ready on the eighth year. And we're allowed to be machzik when we see a non-Jew working the land. We're allowed to give him encouragement on Shemitah, because there's no problem for him to do it. But we're not allowed to give encouragement to a Jew to work the land on Shvius. So obviously we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to give encouragement to people that are doing Averis. So the Shoshanim LeDavid says, this is brought down on the side of the Mishnais, that we're dealing with a case where, like we said in the previous Mishnah, where the government used to tax the Jews and everybody, that they used to have to give tax from their produce. So the Chachamim allowed us to plow and plant and do these things and give that over as tax because of whether Sakonis Defashos and things like that, like we've explained. Even so, one shouldn't encourage, if one is plowing that first plow, one should not encourage his friend that's doing so, because it's obviously not the ideal situation. So one shouldn't go around. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah here, according to Shoshana LeDavid, that even when it was permissible, one still shouldn't give encouragement for when they would actually plow the land. Obviously, all the more so, when they were doing it be'isser, one's obviously never allowed to go and give encouragement to people that are doing averus. Now the Mishnah turns back to the non-Jews, v'sholim b'shlomim b'bnei darkei shalom. And one is allowed to ask for their peace and give shalom to them because of darkei shalom, because of ways of peace. So the Rav says we're even dealing with their chagim, even the days of their Avodah Zarah holidays, one's allowed to ask shalom. This is obviously a different big sugya in Avodah Zarah and Gittin. It's not for now. Important to know that one's allowed to do that to a non-Jew. But the Melech HaShlomo says, but a Jew that's doing averus, he's not allowed to give. You're not allowed to give shalom to a Jew that's a choite. I'm not exactly sure what the criteria is of that, but that the Melech HaShlomo brings in the name of Rav Yosef.